you don't you worry. You were in a hurry about Curry and Claypo. Curry and Claypo, no matter how your day go, they got a fresh new show today. It's Curry and Claypo. Whether you up north of Gardendale or down south past Vestavia, turn up your sound and listen well, cause we got something to say to you. Curry and Claypo, they in the know, their topics cover A to Z. So whether you drive fast or slow, just sit on back and feel the beat. It's Curry and Claypo.
Good morning, it's Tuesday, February 22nd. It's Tony Curry. Get here, Tony Curry live every morning from 7:30 around there till 9:30. Again at night from 6 to 8. It's an Adapter Parish Tuesday, which means at noon and 8 today, Dr. Alex Hubline and Dr. Josh Claypo from Adaptogent, formerly GT Software, will be doing a wonderful business adaptation show. I love it because they do a lot of classic rock analogies. Everything we do around here has got some classic rock sprinkled into it. It's fantastic. Got that show coming up a little bit later on. Then tomorrow night, we're going to be doing our Livewire Wednesday show. It's all AC/DC, and we do it by request, and we got some right now to kick it off. Tony Curry live. I'm not saying I've been there. I'm not saying I want to go there. I'm just saying that there's probably some good parts. All right, probably not. That ain't a bad place to be. Tony Curry live on Tony Curry Radio and the Tony Curry Radio app. Tony Curry live on Tony Curry Radio. Download the Tony Curry Radio app like thousands of folks. You can go to our app and actually give us a rating, too. We have nothing but five-star ratings. Put a four, put a three. I don't care. Rate it, man. Get after it. Most people, well, 100% of them, pull it up and they absolutely love it. And a lot of those reasons is because of a lot of our unique programming. We have 10 different shows now that we run here on Tony Curry Radio. Everything from Tony Curry Live to the Curry and Claypo Show to Adapter Parish, Livewire Wednesday, Blues Almighty, Damon Johnson Show, When in Rome, Mission Minded. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And we're adding some more shows coming up in the next couple of weeks. Not only does it complement the classic rock platform we have, but it also makes it even better. So we hope you enjoy that. And of course, you can also go to Spotify, search Tony Curry Radio. Tony Curry, that's a K, Tony Curry Radio, and hit Spotify. And you can go back and listen to all of our shows on demand right now on the Tony Curry Radio. A couple things I want to get into. We'll get into Facebook Live on the Tony Curry page in just a few minutes. I want to get into dating. I did a show a couple of Friday nights ago. It was kind of weird. I don't drink anymore, so it wasn't because I was drunk. Although it would be a great show to do drunk. It was a reason to start drinking again. I was down here on a Friday with my director of personnel, my director of programming, and we sat here and talked for about an hour, and somehow I started talking about dating. I'm 55. I'm going to be 56 in a couple weeks, and I have not gotten back out in the dating scene. I haven't gone on a date in like 8 years. I haven't been laid in 8 years. I'm thinking about, getting back out there. And again, I'm in a position where I'm not even looking for it. I don't even want it. But there's a brand new app that may help me cross into that area that I want to share. It's called Foreplay, and it's not nearly as nasty as it sounds. It's actually a great, brilliant idea. We'll talk about that coming up in just a few minutes right here on Tony Curry Radio. Also got some really good birthdays we'll get into this morning, including George Washington. It's George Washington's birthday. He'd be 290 today. Tony Curry Radio, Tony Curry Live every morning between 7:30 and 9:30. Again, tonight, 6 to 8, Adaptogent has got Adapt or Perish, a show we do with Alex Hubline, who's a doctor. We have a shit ton of doctors on this radio station. You understand that? Andrew Scalfano, good morning. Scalfano, am I saying that right? Gary Moon, good morning to you. I just realized that almost every show we do on this radio station has got a doctor. We got Dr. Rab Stewart, we got Dr. Alex Hubline, we got Dr. Josh Claypo, we got Dr. Damon Johnson, we got Dr. Austin Hanks, Dr. Stuart Rome, Dr. Michael Coleman. Man, you'd think you come in here and if you came into the radio station here, Tony Curry Radio, we'd have gloves on. We're asking you to roll over and cough a couple times. So Adapter Parish is a show we like to say. We're going to call it Adapter Die, but it was too morbid. But basically, it talks about businesses, and if you don't adapt to what's going on in your business world, you will perish. You will die. It's a great business adaptation show. It airs at noon and 8. Now, here's the really cool thing. Brandon Austin Moore, good morning to you. The great thing about this is now you can listen to all of our shows on Spotify. Go to Spotify. It's free. Search Tony Curry Radio. That's Curry with a K. And you can listen to every stinking show we do. And we're going to have like over 100 shows that are going up. And all the music shows will also be up. Now, I will tell you this. Whenever you post anything that's musically oriented and we're a business, they frown upon that. But we have a special partnership with Spotify. If you go to Spotify, you don't find a lot of shows that have music in them because you ain't allowed to do that. But because we have a very special licensing arrangement with Spotify. Good morning to you, Benny Selman. They're loving on us. So they actually reached out to us. This is before the whole Joe Rogan crap and all that stuff. And I don't really care about that, but they reached out to us and said, man, we love what you're doing with your radio station. We'd love to have you as part of our Spotify platform. We're like, we're in. So, anytime soon, go to Tony Curry Radio on Spotify and you can watch all of our shows. Happy birthday to George Washington today. George would have been 290. Yesterday was President's Day. I hope you enjoyed the day. We've kind of lost, President's Day, haven't we? Like, some people, some kids have it off, some kids don't. Some banks are closed, some aren't. I'm confused. I don't know what's happening. Alabama doesn't even recognize Abe Lincoln on President's Day. Did you realize that? Alabama recognizes George Washington and Thomas Jefferson on Monday. So it's kind of like you have to recognize George Washington, and then you get to stick someone else. Like Mississippi mentions some woman. I'd be remiss to tell you who that is. But other states, they got George Washington and whoever else they want to add on to the bill for that special day. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the day. Drew Barrymore turns 47. Steve Irwin, the crocodile guy, in this particular case, the stingray guy, would have been 60 today. You know, I got a lot of people ask me about this. I was down at Ed's Pet World. They've been in business for 47 years. They do exotic pets. They do everything they can. When you buy an exotic pet down there, they'll do everything they can to make sure the thing is comfortable and happy and alive, and it just kicks and it's great. And they've got parakeets and bearded dragons and fish and tortoises and chinchillas and rabbits and rats, and they got everything down there. It's crazy. I love that place, Ed's Pet World, 47 years. And they have a heck of a toy business down there. Seth does all kinds of collectibles, vintage toys. So if you got stuff up in the attic, you want to buy, sell, or trade, they do all that stuff down there at Ed's Pet World. They're fantastic. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, so I go down there a couple weeks ago, and they had a stingray down there, and it didn't make it. And he showed me the thing that stabs. You know, it's got the poison thing, this thing that stabs you. And I was asking him about the Steve Irwin thing, and I said, wow, that must deliver a lot of poison. He said it actually wasn't the poison itself. It was the actual barb that stabbed him through the chest that killed him. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah. And, you know, whenever people do crazy stuff, Sam, good morning to you, brother. I'm going to call you later today, by the way. I got to talk to you. when people do crazy, crazy-ish stuff, and they die doing it. I mean, it's horrible and I feel bad, and I'm all about doing things like I've jumped off diving boards into water with donkeys. I've sat on billboards. I've ridden a bull. I've done some really stupid things in my life. And of course I'd do anything for ratings back in the day. But when you are doing death defying things and then you end up getting killed by it, I'm kind of like, and I always want to say, well, at least you died doing something you love. And I guess that's true. But I don't know. And the whole Steve Irwin thing was kind of like, well, you know, swimming close to a stingray and it stung in. I mean, life's a bummer, man. It happens. I'm compassionate towards the loss of his life and certainly to his lovely widow and his family. Bindi is her name? Is his daughter named Bindi? Anyway, Steve Irwin would have been 60. And Dr. J, we were talking about the NBA All-Star game on Sunday night. It was fantastic. I will say this, the game itself was fantastic. The halftime show was super cool in that they took the top 75 NBA players of all time because it's the 75th anniversary. And I think 45 of them actually showed up. The other ones were either dead or they couldn't make it. I don't know why Scottie Pippen wasn't there. He was on screen waving. I'm like, why isn't your ass there? Of all the guys you think would want to be there would be Scottie Pippen because he feels like he's so underrated, whatever. But one guy who was there, and I was sitting there watching some of the stuff with Dr. Josh Klapo, my other Dr. J, this past weekend. Dr. Julius Erving, Dr. J. I got a chance to meet him at the Atlanta Olympics in 1996. What a cool MF-er, man. What a cool dude. There are so many rock and rollers I've met, and then you meet them, and they're like, they're nothing like you think they're going to be. And it's not to say that they're nasty or mean or not happy or not friendly. They're just not the kind of guy you think. Like Benjamin Orr from the Cars, remember him with the long blonde hair and the red velvet jacket? coolest rock and roll dude I ever met. Coolest guy I thought I was going to meet. And then I met him. I was like, this guy is really, really cool. This guy, I mean, he just had this aura about him. The women were going crazy for him. Joe Elliott's another one of those guys where you meet him, you're like, okay, this guy is really secure in who he is. Not cocky, but just really confident in who he is. A lot of rock and rollers are introverts. I hate to tell you. You meet a lot of guys. There's a lot of NASCAR drivers like this, too. You meet them, and they're just like, really, Tom Williams, good morning to you, brother. They're just really kind of quiet. They're not people person. They're just really good at what they do. They're really good at their craft. They get after it. They're excellent at what they do, but they're just really not good around other people. Sometimes I think more artistic and super successful gifted people are more introverted because they are so in tune with what they're doing, and they really don't care about anyone else. But it also adds an insecurity aspect to it. Dr. J, like I knew who Dr. J was, so this is 1996, so this was 26 years ago, and I was 29, 30 years old, and I knew he was coming, and of course, he's super tall. He comes in, he wears impeccable clothes, really classy guy. Dude just sat there, and you could just feel the coolness coming, like it got cooler in the room. Like, they're just super nice guy. He signed a couple autographs for me. Happy birthday to Dr. J today. He turns 72, so that's a killer. All right, so a couple of weeks ago, I got on the Tony Curry Radio and got on Facebook page. I guess it was a couple of Friday nights ago. I had just gone to a father-daughter dance. And you want to be careful whenever you get on social media when you're feeling a little emotional. Before social media, we used to always say, don't drunk call. You know, anytime after midnight, you don't want to be making that phone call. I love you, man. You're great. I miss you. Oh, whatever happened to us? Why did we break up? You don't want to do that crap. Don't drunk call anybody. The other time you don't call somebody is when you're really, really emotional. You don't make emotional decisions. Emotions play into the big decisions we make in our life. I get that. Emotions are part of all that. But you don't want to make an emotional decision. Dr. Josh Klippa would tell you that. You don't want to put decision and emotional in the same sentence or next to each other. You know, it's almost an you just don't want to do it. It's almost an oxymoron. You don't want to do it. Now, you can make decisions. That's why we always say sleep on it. If you're changing a job, you're changing your wife, you're changing your husband, you're thinking about doing this, you're moving that, you're changing whatever you're doing, and you're highly emotional and you get that, I'm going to do this, and just chill out a little bit. Don't quit. Back it up a little bit. Give it a day and then see if you feel the same way. Because if I go back and look at my social media, things I put on social media over the last few years, my post, sometimes I'll look back like even 3 or 4 years ago and I'll go, what the hell's that? What was I thinking? Have you ever done that? You know, when the Facebook memories come up and you're like, did I really post that? Did I really? And this is like from like a month ago or 2 years ago. Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't post it. I'm just trying to think, where was I in my brain? And a lot of times we get really emotional. We get super excited about something. We feel like we got to put something out first, or we have to say something about someone before everyone jumps on board. And we throw it out there, and then we're like, that was kind of dumb. I wish I hadn't done that. So you don't want to do emotional things. And so with that being said, I did this show on this Friday. I did this father-daughter dance, and I'm madly in love with my kids. I'm just like, I am codependent on their happiness. And I know that's not particularly healthy. I love myself, but I live my life for my kids. I love them, and they're super cool, and they're fantastic, and every one of them, Santo, Xavier, and Lila, they're wonderful. So I got a chance to go out and take my daughter out, man, and I did it right. Christy, good morning to you, my next-door neighbor. She can just come over. You can sit over here in the studio if you want. Just come over in the studio, have some coffee with me one morning, just watch the show together. She'll be knocking on my door in a minute. So I wanted to make sure that my daughter was treated like a man should treat her. She's 9 years old. She's going to be turning 10 in April. And now's the time, well, the entire time, but she's got to know how a man is supposed to treat her. So I got the flowers, I opened the door. I said, thank you. I held her chair open. She never had a chair held for her before. Get a load of that. How many women out there watching, right? Buddy Little, good morning. How many women out there have never had your chair held for you? Like when you walk up to a table, does the dude get up? Why not? Dude should get up. Dude should get up. You're honored. You're the lady here. You're equal and all that stuff. But that's chivalry. That's what guys do. That's what guys are supposed to do. We're supposed to hold the door open for them. We're supposed to treat you like the queen you are. You're the princess, right? And you treat me like the king too, but you're the princess. And so I take care of you. So I did everything right with her, and we had a wonderful time. I even let her dance on my feet. And I came down here and did this show. And I had no idea. The show was called What You Want to Talk About. And I threw it out to the Facebook viewers because I wanted you guys to come up with the categories of the platform and how you wanted the show to go. And, of course, everyone just kind of sat back and watched. You know, they didn't really want to throw anything out. And then as we started getting deeper into things, I threw a couple of topics out. So I started talking about my divorce, started talking about separation, started talking about dating, everything else. So I turned 56 in 13 days. And I'm not super excited about it. The good thing about fours, fives, and sixes in ages is that means I'm mid-50s, which means I'm mid-50s, probably all the way to like 57. When you get to 58, you're sniffing 60, and then it's a totally different category. It's a totally different decade. It's like you're just going to start feeling old. And back in my day, 60 was old as shit. Now, 60's like the new 40. You know, you still got a lot left in the tank at the age of 60. So I started talking about dating, and I had several people go, you know, why aren't you back out there? Why aren't you? Because it's been since May, since your divorce was final. We went through a separation. It took 2 years, and so it's been in the works for like 3 years. And I told everyone, I said, I'm going to be kind of like that guy in the park with his dog. When the dog starts running, I ain't chasing the dog. It's not to say that I shouldn't have to chase the dog. It's just that I'm not in that point in my life where I want to go chase the dog. I'll sit on the bench and wait for the dog to jump up my lap. And I know God will provide that for me. If I'm trying to live my life right and I'm trying to do the right things, I know the right woman will come along when it's time. Now, that's really interesting because I got married when I was 36. I got married late. It's my only marriage. It'd probably be my only marriage. And so I kind of got everything out of my system before I got married. And then I did the best I could. And obviously, I didn't do a very good job. And so it's a lot easier to date at 36, 35, 30s than it is at 56. And you come out of this hurricane or whatever it is, or relationship stuff, and it's 20 years later, and you're like, what the hell's happened? Now, while I have kept in touch with the Tinders and the dating apps and how things change, and now people are texting each other across the table and all this, I've always tried to stick to what got me here, and that is the chivalry and just speaking to people, you know. And so it's totally different. And so it's not that I'm afraid to go back on the dating scene. It's that, quite frankly, it's just not something I want to do. I'm not really interested in doing it. So I know I speak for a lot of people out there. The first thing you do when you've been married for like 10 or 15 years is you go back and you start looking at old girlfriends, the ones that didn't work. You're like, well, you know, I was dating her right before I met my wife-to-be, and, you know, maybe that... And so you got like three or four of those. Women do it too. I met this guy when I was 25 and now I'm 45. And so, you know, maybe things are different and maybe he's a little different and blah, 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 blah. It never works out. It never works out. First of all, because you think you haven't changed much in 20 years and you think I'm still the same. I'm same guy, same girl. And then you realize that they've changed a lot. They've changed their appearance. They've changed their shape. They've changed their political affiliation. They've changed their husbands, their wives, like four or five different times. They've changed their kids. And that's fine. But if you go back and you're thinking, because when we break up with people, we only remember the good things. We always remember the good times, right? Oh, we had such a great time. She was crazy. She was awesome. Well, she's 53 now. She's a little different. And he is, too. A little different. So... these two people came up with this new dating app that I wanted to bring up that I thought was interesting. I know that was a hell of a walk up here. It's a dating app. It's called Foreplay. Now, before you go crazy, hold on. It's called Foreplay. It's called Foreplay because the number four, not because the actual art of foreplay itself. This guy was too busy to find people on dating apps and just didn't want to have to go through the whole profile thing and just was like, I'm not doing all that stuff. And of course, whenever something came up, he just didn't have the time to meet the person, blah, 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 blah. So then he meets this girl who's a friend of his that's having the same issue. They're highly successful. They're business people. They just don't have time, but they want to meet somebody. They want to have somebody in their life, right? So they decided to hook up, not that kind of hookup, but they decided to hook up and create this Foreplay app where it's a double dating app. It allows friends to create joint profiles for double dates. It's in New York right now, but it's going to be national by the end of the year. Right now, they have a 9,000-person wait list. Daniel Dietzek and Julie Griggs were 20-somethings living together in Manhattan, working as healthcare professionals on a grueling 6-week clinical rotation. And were just too busy, faced their demanding work schedules and juggling their jobs. They decided to take their friendship to another level, not dating each other, but dating other people together. So they decided to kill two birds with one stone. Swipe right if you and your awesome friend want to double date me and my awesome friend. The idea proved to be such a hit that Griggs' family urged the two to push the concept a step further, and Foreplay was officially born in 2019. It requires unanimity among the four people who share two profiles in order to proceed to the group chat, where the users brainstorm over time and place to meet their double date. We're very intentionally designed for a place that all matches happen as a group, and there's no one one-on-one dating to mitigate the pressure and anxieties that come with dating. So in other words, you get on there, Tracy, good morning to you. You get on there, and if it's a guy and a girl, and you're meeting another guy and a girl, and you're like, do you find my friend hot? And he says, yeah. Then you got yourself a double date. But it's not one of those things, well, I find you hot, but I don't have a friend for your friend, so that ain't going to work. So it has to work. The four people actually have to like each other. The cool thing about it is two things. First of all, for people like me, who there's a little anxiety, and I haven't dated anybody in forever, I know how it works. But the whole butterfly and your ass is getting sweaty and you're feeling uncomfortable and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going on a date again. So double dating is always cool. That's what young kids do, right? I always tell my 17-year-old, you know, if you feel a little anxiety about going out with a girl, invite a buddy of his and his girlfriend. At least you got a little bit of a buffer, right? You got someone to pick up the conversation if things aren't going well. If you miss something, they can help you out a little bit because they're already been dating. So double dates are great. We used to always double date when we were young. I don't think people double date anymore, do they? Double dates now are, you know, two couples who've been married for 50 years and they go, let's go out and play bingo together. But double dates are great because, it strengthens numbers, right? Much like younger kids do, you get six guys and you go down to Dave and Buster's or whatever, or Top Golf, and you invite six girls and you're like, hey, we're just going to have a good time. And if things work out and you start looking at each other, next thing you know, you're peeling off. That's great. And if it doesn't, you're with your buddies, you go home, right? So in this particular case, it works out good because if one couple hits it off, that's fine. The other couple's still having a good time. They're like, hey, listen, it didn't work out. That's good, but at least we got a match up here, right? And then if it doesn't work at all for the four of them, you still get to go home with your friend. Hey, it didn't work out. Our double dates suck. Let's try it again. I think it's a brilliant idea. I think it's a great idea. Just something to think about. It's called Foreplay, and it's going to be national. Right now, it is only in the New York area. It's got 11,000 active users who live within a 50-mile radius of New York City with a wait list of 9,000, but they're looking for another round of investors to blow it up nationwide, so something to think about. All right, so happy birthday to George Washington again today. He would have been 290. Make sure you go to TonyCurryRadio.net, TonyCurryRadio.net. We have a Rock News page on there that's fantastic. Rock News changes every minute by the day. Great story I want to get into off a Rock News page. Also, tours, a lot of that going on right now. If you want to find out what your favorite band is playing, the Doobie Brothers are on the road, and we got some Doobie Brothers coming up right now. You can check that out. Download the Tony Curry Radio app. Make sure you listen to Adapter Parish at noon and 8 today. And if you miss any of our 10 unique shows that we have here on Tony Curry Radio, and I'm super proud of them, make sure you go to Spotify, search Tony Curry Radio, and you can listen to any of them on demand. Tony Curry Live on Tony Curry Radio and the Tony Curry Radio app. It's not redundant if you use it, man. Check it out, TKR. We've got all of our shows now up on Spotify. They're slowly getting up there. I know some people are like, where's my Damon Johnson show? Where's my Austin Hank show? They're coming. They'll be up the next couple of days. We're going to get after it. Every single show we do here on Tony Curry Radio will be podcast through Spotify, so you can listen to the shows on demand. People are listening to our shows like Adapter Paris, which is going to be going off at noon and 8 today, and they miss it. They're like, I missed the show. I don't have to wait another week. No, you'll be able to listen to it on Spotify. So check it out. Just search Tony Curry Radio. That's Tony Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E Radio. And you'll be able to listen to all of our shows right here on the Tony Curry Radio. Couldn't do it without Chris Dorse, the State Farm team. Man, they make things so stinking easy. So went through a lot of changes over the last 3 or 4 years. Got separated, divorced, the whole thing. So I separated my insurance out. And, of course, I did all of our budget stuff like that. And so it saved me a ton of money. And then my 16-year-old starts to drive. He gets a driver's license. I got him covered on my insurance, which didn't cost me nearly as much because he did the steer clear program. He also had a good GPA and also took driver's ed. And then we bought him a car this past week from Royal. They're not on the air with us, but they should be. And so I'm like, okay, that changes everything. So then I thought, do I want to get liability only? Do I want to get personal coverage? Do I want to, they just walked me through it. And I'm not kidding you. It took about 5 minutes, to get him insured, for his vehicle. And, the other thing I thought was really interesting is I'm making him pay his own insurance. I'm picking up the car tab, but I'm making him pay his own insurance because when your kid has to pay their own way, they're extra careful. If he knows dad's going to be picking up the tab on the $500 deductible, they don't drive as well. So something cool. Chris Dorsey, State Farm team. He's the best. 205-985-7799. 985-7799. And Chris Dorsey has been recognized as one of the top 10 State Farm agencies out of 18,500 around the country. So we got the best, the best. We have a crown jewel right here in Birmingham. It's Chris Dorsey's State Farm team. Great classic rock and roll. The one thing that a lot of people love, and there's many things people love, is we don't play a lot of commercials. We do do endorsements. We do sponsorships on all of our shows. And so every time you tune us in, you're hearing some great classic rock and roll. Tony Curry Radio. That's Tony Curry Live. Download the Tony Curry Radio app if you're listening, if you're on a laptop. And, of course, a lot of people, we do an international footprint that is unlike any other international internet radio station on Wednesday nights for LiveWire Wednesday. Brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs, construction. Otherwise, they got you covered. Kai Gregory went and broke bread with him last Friday. He's getting after it. 205-682-2828, 205-682-2828. It's Southern Precision Staffing, where your word and your handshake still mean something. They're right here in Hoover, Alabama, but they serve the United States of America just like Tony Curry Radio does. Speaking of America, the Eagles have embarked back on their Hotel California tour. It is resumed. Sold out crowd, on Saturday night in Savannah, Georgia. Basically what they do is they play the entire 1976 Hotel California album, the second set of greatest hits of feature songs like Take It Easy, Tequila Sunrise, Peaceful, Easy Feeling, and more. It's pretty good. And of course it includes Timothy B. Schmidt, Joe Walsh, Don Henley, Vince Gill, and Deacon Fry, son of the late Glenn Fry. He did not perform this past Saturday because of some type of illness. They'll continue on tour until May 25th. Then they head overseas in June for a string of European UK dates. A complete list of shows can be viewed on the band's website, theeagles.com. And, of course, obviously they play the entire Hotel California album, Hotel California, New Kid on the Block, Life in the Fast Lane, Wasted Time, Victim of Love, Pretty Maids All in the Row, Try Love Again, and The Last Resort. Then they get into their greatest hits, and several people have called up and said, well, exactly what did they play? Because they've got so many flipping songs. It'd be difficult to put your finger on one. Seven Bridges Road, Take It Easy, One of These Nights, Take It to the Limit, Peaceful, Easy Feeling, Tequila Sunrise, Witchy Woman, In the City, which is a Joe Walsh song, I Can't Tell You Why, Lion Eyes, Those Shoes, Life's Been Good, Already Gone, Funk Number 49, Heartache Tonight. Then they finish up with the encore, Rocky Mountain Way, Desperado, The Boys of Summer, and The Best of My Love. Again, it's interesting because they play a couple of Joe Walsh tunes, only one Don Henley tune, and I'd love to hear more of that. And they asked Vince Gill, would you like to cover some of your tunes? And he said no. Evidently, there's been some blowback about Vince Gill because people think they brought Vince Gill into cover for Glenn Frey, and he's like, I'm not Glenn Frey. I never pretend to be Glenn Frey. I just wanted to play with the Eagles. I'm just helping out. So there's no reason really to play any of my solo songs. And I don't know why, because Vince Gill and the Eagles seem like such a good fit. I don't know why Eagles fans would have a fit with him even actually being in the band. Get over it. I think it's fantastic. Tony Curry Radio on Tony Curry Live every Monday through Friday morning, 7:30 to 9:30, and again from 6 until 8 every Monday through Friday. Of course, it's a Tuesday, which means coming up here at the top, the 8 o'clock hour, it's going to be Adapt or Perish with Dr. Alex Hubline and Dr. Josh Klapo, a great show on business adaptation. It sounds kind of boring, but I'm telling you right now, it's got an incredible listening base, and it's growing faster than anything on this radio station. It's because it's really good. They do a lot of great classic rock and roll analogies and everything. Just give it a listen to. It's great. We're huge on LinkedIn. Two people loved us on there because it's a business type of show, but it's great because we do great talk and classic rock here on Tony Curry Radio. So check it out, and I promise you're going to love it.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.